FSRN News, I'm John Scott. President Trump says Russia will face tariffs if it cannot agree on ending the war in 50 days.
It's not done if we don't have an agreement in 50 days. That's what we're doing, secondary tariffs. And they're biting. And I hope we don't get to the point where we do, but I've been hearing so much talk. It's all talk. It's all talk, and then missiles go into Kiev and kill 60 people. It's got to stop.
The Rasmussen Report's daily presidential tracking poll for Tuesday shows that 47% of likely U.S. voters approve of President Trump's job performance. 51% disapprove.
The latest figures include 32% who strongly approve of the job President Trump is doing and 42% who strongly disapprove. This gives him a presidential approval index rating of minus 10. Daily tracking results are collected via telephone surveys of 300 likely voters per night and reported on a five-day rolling average basis. The margin of sampling error for the full sample of 1,500 likely voters is plus or minus 2 percentage points with a 95% level of confidence.
That's Bernie Bennett. The Supreme Court giving a green light to the Trump administration's plan to dismantle the Education Department. In a 6-3 ruling, justices allowed the president to go through with laying off nearly 1,400 Education Department employees. The man charged in a June 1st Islamic terror attack against a pro-Israeli group has a hearing today.
Mohammed Solomon is accused of killing one person and injuring more than a dozen after throwing Molotov cocktails at a group showing support for Israeli hostages being held by terror group Hamas. The preliminary hearing will determine whether the state has enough evidence to move forward. It's unclear if Solomon will be in federal court for the hearing.
That's Tasia Stevens. Little movement on Wall Street. The Dow is 306 points in the red. The NASDAQ up 133. This is SRN News. An admiral and a drag queen.
The Navy has decided not to promote Michael Donnelly after it was revealed that he allowed a drag show to take place aboard an aircraft carrier. Rear Admiral Donnelly was due to be elevated to vice admiral when the Pentagon got wind of the drag show held on the USS Ronald Reagan under his command. The drag show involving a non-binary sailor was celebrated when it happened in 2017 by LGBT groups and the mainstream media. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom is urging the Trump administration to deal cautiously with the new regime in Syria. The commission is unsure about the Damascus government's commitment to freedom of conscience and the safety of Syria's small Christian minority. Under Bashar Assad, Syrian Christians were generally allowed to practice their faith in peace, but the civil war that led to his ouster has seen a surge in persecution of believers. This is SRN News. India's aviation regulator ordered airlines to inspect fuel control switches on certain Boeing models.
This follows the preliminary report on last month's Air India crash that killed 260 people. The plane went down shortly after takeoff, revealing both engines lost fuel due to flipped switches without saying how this could have happened during the flight. It also notes a 2018 U.S. advisory urging inspections of those switches. The directive says airlines must complete inspections and report findings by July 21st.
That's correspondent Jason Walker. Two men who cut down England's iconic sycamore gap tree have been sentenced to over 4 years in prison. That tree stood for nearly 150 years since Hadrian's Wall before it was felled in September 2023. More details at srnnews.com.